Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. And of course, the podcast on fmr.co.za. The little Suzuki Jimny has become, let's call it what it is, a cult car, and it's hardly surprising. With its real low-range transfer box and cute looks, it is the symbol of inner-city lifestyle, praying for outdoor adventures. And that's what the little one is. In 3D Auto, it is an inner-city promise. And great for said dweller if they don't actually make it out of the city very much. And I say this for two reasons. In three-door space, and in the case of the Auto, freeway cruising speeds. This was a long intro into how the five-door manual I recently had on test is different. While retaining the good looks, or let's call it cute looks, of the smaller sibling, it gets a bit stretched, and that means practicality. You can actually take the stuff you need for an off-road trip, if you are more than one person. The car is still narrow and cute proportion-wise, which means a big mountain, or 29-inch mountain bike, still requires some Tetris skills to get it in, even with the front wheel off. It does fit. And there's even a bit of loading space if the rear seats are in use. Practical. It, of course, retains its looks interior-wise and things like CarPlay and the awful cup holders that are behind Easy Reach, which is really about my only real complaint about the car, because this test car manual has enough oomph to cruise and pass on a freeway the way it should, the way the Auto feels just a little bit hampered with. But it's just capable of, in the manual, the power delivery is just that fraction better exactly where it matters. The 1.5-litre engine feels untroubled at 120 kilometres an hour, and you will see the right side of side of 7 liters per 100 kilometers in fuel consumption, as it puts out 75 kilowatts and 130 newton meters of torque. And you can get a new one from 430,000 rand if you're prepared to forego the small, accept a smaller screen and lose things like cruise control, keyless entry, LED headlights, folding mirrors, auto climate control. And if you do want those comforts, as my test car was kitted out, you're going to be in for 458,000 rand, which in today's market is a real bargain. In conclusion, if you want a cute off-roader that will be city-driven by one or two at most, get the three-door Auto. If you actually want an affordable and capable off-roader that takes you on adventures, go for the 5-door 4x4 manual with its low-range transfer box. And best of all, in 5-door, it remains a fun car. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za. And you can, of course, find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and find the podcast on fmr.co.za.